Today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Shabbos. We're holding on the top of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, and Bez Hashem, we will finish Perek Hazorek today. So the Mishnah discusses any avera that a person does, if he were to do b'mezid, he'd be chayiv kares. You do that same avera b'shogeg, you're chayiv karban chatas. So our Mishnah is going to talk about the conditions needed for a chayiv chatas on an extended avera, meaning like the malacha of hotza'ah, where the malacha begins with picking up the chayfetz and doesn't conclude until you do a hanacha. So hazorek, if let's say a person throws a rock on Shabbos b'shogeg from a rishos hayachid to rishos rabim, or a rishos rabim to rishos hayachid, or for amos within a rishos rabim, v'nizkar me'achas she'atzim yado, and then he realizes, oyvei, it's Shabbos, but he's already let go of the rock, it's already out of his hand, but it has not yet rested, it has not yet landed, so klata, acher, and then someone else comes and catches the rock after he remembers it, so he remembers it after he realizes that it's Shabbos, in a way that that person moved, in order to catch it, so it's a malacha that was done by two people, one guy did the akira, the other guy did the hanacha, klata, kelev, or a dog catches it, osha nisrafa, or the object gets burnt in midair before it ever had a chance to rest, then potter, then the guy's going to be from a carbon chatos. But Zara Klasus Chabura, Bain Ba'adab, Bain Ba'behema, Viniska Achel Anas Chabura, Potter. If another case where you'd be Potter, if a person throws a rock on Shabbos in order to wound a person or an animal, and he didn't realize that it was Shabbos, and then he remembers, but before it hits the animal, so he's Potter from bringing carbon chatos, because at the time that it made the Chabura, he was not a shogeg anymore. Zaklal. Kol chayave chatos, en chayavin achete tchilason v'sofan shkaga. Tchilason shkaga v'sofa zadon. Tchilason zadon v'sofan shkaga. Peturin achete tchilason v'sofan shkaga. In order to be chayav karban chatos, you have to be b'shogeg at the beginning, you have to be b'shogeg at the end. If at any point, either the beginning or the end, you were mazed, then you are not going to be chayav a karban chatos. So the Mishnah had said that if you throw a rock b'shogeg, and then after the rock leaves your hand, you remember that it's Shabbos, and then someone else comes and catches it, or a dog comes and catches it, or it burns up, and never had a hanacha, so you're pater. So the Gemara discusses why. Why are you pater? Is it the remembering, or the fact that it never landed? So the Gemara asks from the Mishnah that someone who's zorik is pater when it didn't have a hanacha. Sounds like the patur is only because it didn't have a hanacha. Hanacha, the diuk to make from our Mishnah, is that if it would have landed somewhere, chayiv, you'd be chayiv. But wait a second, v'halo nizkar, but you remembered between the zrika and the hanacha that it was Shabbos anyway. And the end of our Mishnah says that if you remember before the malacha is over, then you're going to be potter anyway because it's not shogeg anymore. The seifa is talking about a case where you throw a small piece of wood that they use for clay yayin, umesana, or a rope that they meaning what we're trying to say is the ptura at the beginning bishogeg is and then you remember that it's Shabbos before the end of the avera, before it lands, is only if at the time that you remember you're able to stop the avera from continuing, meaning you have like a string attached to it where you're able to pull it back. But if you throw something normally where you can't pull it back, so then the fact that you remember is not going to make any bit of difference. So that's why it matters that there was no hanacha. If I throw a rock on Shabbos and before it lands, I remember, ayvei, it's Shabbos, and then it lands, I'm still going to be chayiv karban chatos because that's considered that the whole thing was done b'shogeg. But if I throw a yo-yo on Shabbos and I have a string attached to it and I realize before it lands, ayvei, it's Shabbos, so I'm still able to pull it back, so then I'm going to be pater from a karban chatos if I fail to pull it back because that is tchilasa b'shogeg v'sofa b'mezid. But even when I have the ability to pull it back, if it never lands, I'm going to be pater. So says Mar Lechtu Masana Ogdo Biyadahu. Well, wait a second. In those cases, you're still holding one end of the item. So even if you were shogi from beginning to end, you're pater from Chatas. Whereas the Mishnah pater is only because you remember that it was Shabbos. So the Gemara tries to explain the answer of Rav Kahana slightly differently. Now the case is you threw something on Shabbos with the intention to make some sort of wound. That if your intention gets fulfilled and it makes a chabura, then it's a full malacha, because it's ein ogdo biyato will pater you. The yo-yo case will pater you from the malacha of hotsa'a, because it's not a real zricha, but it will not pater you from being able to make a chabura. So says the Gemara, well, wait a second, hanami tanina. That then also is a mefurish in the Mishnah. Why would the Mishnah have to say it? Hazorik lasus chabura, bein badim bein mebehim, of an iskrat shalonas chabura. Pater, that if you throw something with the intention of wounding, whether it be by an adam or a behema, and you remember before it makes the chabura, you're going to be pater. So that in that case, the Mishnah seems to be that it's very repetitive. So, Ella Amarava b'ma'avir. Rava says, now a different teretz that you have to say, that we're talking about where you are ma'avir the object that's in your hand, and you remember that it's Shabbos before you were ma'avir at Dalet Amos, and nevertheless you continue to go, so then you're pater from chatas, because at the end you're clearly doing it b'mezid. V'zeaklal d'ktani azrika ktani, but the zeaklal seems to be going on the zrika, not on a new case of ma'avir. Ela amarava tarti ktani. Now the Mishnah should be read as two separate dinim. Hazorik v'niskar me'ach she'atzim yado. If you throw something and you realize after it leaves your hand that it's Shabbos. Inami lo nizkar, or even if you don't remember after it leaves your hand, but v'kalta achar or klata kalavash nisrafa, but it never lands, pater. So either one of those things is enough to pater you. Either the fact that you remembered that it's Shabbos after it left your hand, or that it never actually landed. Ravashi Amar, another explanation on the Mishnah, chisurim mechzer v'hachi katani. The way to read the Mishnah is as follows. Hazorik v'nizkar me'ach shosiyaz miyado, v'kalta achar or klata kalavash nisrafa, pater. That if you throw something and then you realize what you had done, you realize that it's Shabbos after it leaves your hand, and it never lands, you're going to be potter. Hanacha, but chayiv. But if it did land, you'd be chayiv. Medvar mamur shechazav shachach. That's only if you forgot again that it's Shabbos before it actually landed. Avalochazav shachach. But if you didn't forget again by the time that it actually landed, then you're potter. Shekol chayiv chatos in chayiv nashen tchlasim sof shkaga. Because it has to be both beginning and end b'shogeg. So if you read the Mishnah that way, the Mishnah is telling me quite a chiddush, that even if in the middle of the malacha you remembered and you realized that it was mazid in the middle of the malacha, as long as the beginning and end of the malacha were shogeg, you're good. As long as the beginning and end of the malacha were shogeg, you would be pater. Zaklal kol chayavei chataos. So he said all chayavei chataos, you're only chayav when it's tchilas v'sofan b'shogeg. So what's the din if you do an avera when the tchilas v'sofan b'shogeg, but in the middle you remember? So this is like what we were just discussing. Itmar, shtei amos b'shogeg, shtei amos b'mezid, shtei amos b'shogeg. What if you carry something 6 amos? First 2 amos are shogeg, next 2 amos are mezid, next 2 amos are shogeg. So Rabba amar pater, Rabba amar chayiv. Rabba says you're pater, and Rabba says that you are chayiv. Rabba amar pater, afilu Rabbi Gamliel damarin nidia l'chati shir. Even Rabbi Gamliel holds that a yedia doesn't count for a chati shir. And when you know, when you realize on that it's Shabbos between 2 halves of a malacha, Rabbi Gamliel would say that your pater hasam hu d'chika gamar shiura b'shogi kagamar. That's because that when you complete the whole shear for which it takes to be chayiv, you're doing that b'shogeg. So aval hach, meaning the case is over there that you write one. Normally, to violate the malach of kosev and Shabbos, you need to write 2 letters. So what if you write 1 letter b'shogeg, and then after you write the letter, you're like, oyvei, it was Shabbos, and then you forget again, and you write a 2nd letter. Right, that was the case. So over there, at least when the malach was completed, you did it b'shogeg. Aval hach, but over here, where you're carrying something 6 amos and roshos rabim to be mazed, where you get to the 4 amma mark b'mezid, because the first 2 ammas shogeg, next 2 ammas were mezid, and last 2 ammas were shogeg. Lo, maybe Rav Gamliel would agree that the idea at the time of the Gemar Hashir is garim that it should not be considered a shogeg and it should be part from a carbon chatos. Ubimai, and what's the case? Ibzorek, if it's talking about a case where you throw it shogegu, then you are shogeg, because and you should be chayiv, because you have no way to pull back what you have already thrown. Ela b'mavir. No, must be talking about a case where your mavir, it's 6 amos. Rava Amar Chayev, Rava says that you can be Chayev, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that ein yadia lechatz yishir, and a person who writes one letter on Shabbos and then realizes and then forgets and writes a second letter on Shabbos is Chayev. So over here also you'd be Chayev, because the yadia between the two middle amos is not mechalik between the first two amos that were shogeg and the last two amos that were shogeg. Meaning that works very well according to Rabbi Gamliel holds, you write one letter b'shogeg, then you remember, then you write another letter b'shogeg, the fact that you realize in between is irrelevant. You wrote two letters b'shogeg and you're chayiv. So that the same would be true with this 6 amma example. V'afilu Rabbanan d'amri yesh yedia l'chatzi shir, and even according to Rabbanan that hold that when you write one letter and then remember, so, and then write another letter, you did not do a malacha, because each yediyah was separate. Each time you did it with a separate shogeg, and there was a yediyah in between. Maybe that's hasam hu debiyado. Maybe that's over there because you have the ability to stop from to desist from writing the second letter. Aval hacha de'in biyado. But over here, you have no way to get the object that you threw back. Lo, maybe the chacham would not agree, and they would be moda that since you forgot, all 6 amos are considered to be one big shogeg. Ubimai. And what's the case? Ibimavir. If you're passing the chayfetz with your hand and you remember after 2 amos, hare biyado, then it certainly is biyado. Ela bizorek, it must be a case where you throw it and you can't draw it back. So it turns out that Rabba and Rava do not disagree when it comes to shtei amos b'shogeg, shtei amos mezer, shtei amos b'shogeg. Rabba says you're pater because he's talking about ma'avir. Rava says you're chayiv because he's talking about zorek. So everyone agrees. It's just a matter of what the case is that they're talking about. So the Gemara now discusses different cases of hanacha. When the hanacha is going to be enough to be mechayiv you for hotza'a and ha'avara. So Amar Rabba, zorak v'nacha b'piya kelev, o b'piya kivshon chayiv. You throw something for amas and shoshan, and it lands in a dog's mouth or in the opening of a furnace. And it gets burnt by the fire right away. So chayiv, you're chayiv. That's considered a hanacha gemura. Aiva anantanan klata acher or klata kelev shnisrav hapater. But isn't the example in our Mishnah of a case where there is no hanacha when a kelev comes and catches it or it gets burnt in midair? Hasam d'la mechavin, hacha d'ka mechavin. Big difference. When you throw it and you're throwing it to a location and a dog comes out of nowhere and intercepts it, so that's not called a hanacha because you weren't intending to throw it at the dog. When you're throwing it into the dog's mouth, you're like, here, catch the tennis ball, and the dog catches it in his mouth, so then you're a mechavin to do that. A tennis ball is a bad example because we're talking about something that the dog would then swallow. I don't think it would be safe for a dog to swallow a tennis ball, but you get the point. Since that's what you were throwing it to the dog's mouth, that would count as a hanacha. So the Gemara brings a raya to that chilik. Amar of Bibar by Afnanami Tanina, Yesh ochel achila achas, v'chayev ala arba chatos. A person could do one achilas kezayis and be chayiv, 4 karbonos chatas and 1 karbonasham. How so? Hatame sha'achal chaylev, a tame person that eats chaylev, v'hu no sermon amukdashin, and that chaylev is leftovers of a korban that was burnt on the mizbeach and therefore became nosar. So b'yom ha'kippurim, and it was yom ha'kippurim. So you violated 4 chiyuvei chatas, namely eating chaylev, eating nosar, eating on yom kippur, and a tame person eating kachim. And you violate a me'ilah for which you chayiv a karban asham. Rav Meir Omer, afim ha'isa Shabbos v'otzio b'piv chayiv. You can make him chayiv for even a fifth chatas if it happens to have been Shabbos and he was carrying it in his mouth. So Amalo, the Chum said to Rav Meir, eino min hashem. Come on, that doesn't count. That's not from the achila itself that he's chayiv. Meaning the fact that he's carrying it in his mouth as he's walking, you know, he might also be wearing shatnas and he might also not be believing in Hashem and whatever. He could be doing 1,000 different isurim. But we're talking about isurim that relate to the achila. So, frak the Gemara, va'amah. Why are you chayiv chatos and carrying it in your mouth? Ha'in derech chutzah b'kach. Meaning it seemed that everyone would agree he is chayiv chatos for carrying it in his mouth. The question is whether you count that on the list of chiyuvim that are a result of this achila. But why would he be chayiv anyway? It's not the derech chutzah to carry things in your mouth. El kivin de kamechavin, machshavato, meshavya le makom. Hachanami kivin de kamechavin, machshavto, meshavya le makom. So you see this principle that if that's your intention, then your intention turns what would not normally be a makom, a halachic makom, into a makom, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for carrying in your mouth, and that's why you're going to be chayiv when you throw at the dog and it lands in the dog's mouth. You're going to be chayiv for that as well. If the dog intercepted it, that would be a different story, because that was not your kavana. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will begin the 12th parak of Masechet Shabbos next time on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis.